Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Monday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. What's up, everybody? Looking forward to being with you on NFL Draft Week. Lots to get to. We'll break down the Commanders pick. We'll go around the league. We'll check in on all that. I want to talk a little puck. Hockey night tonight. Headed up to D.C. after we're done here. Looking forward to that. Caps Canadians round one will get underway. Grant and Danny live from outside of Capital One Arena. That's later tonight. They start at 3 o'clock after AWOD Radio. He's over at Capital Ale House on Mondays as we get things rebooted after the Easter weekend here. Hopefully had a great weekend. Beautiful weather. I was out at the Richmond Kickers game. Saw Kickeroo. Had a ton of fun out there. 4-4 draw. Wild, eventful game. Fun night out there. Squirrels were... Squirrels don't get to draw. That's not how it works in baseball. Squirrels now 4-11 after dropping the series to the team formerly known as the Bowie Bay Sox. Chesapeake retains bragging rights to the Chesapeake Bay. 3-2 win on Sunday, yesterday, over at the Diamond. Squirrels back in town next Tuesday, so 8 days from now. They'll host Somerset, so you can set your calendar for that. Of course, we'll check in with Trey Wilson tomorrow. Also want to get into this Deion Sanders situation. UVA is apparently trying to poach Deion's players, and they got one of them. So that's a wild story. We'll dive into that probably in hour number two once we get done with all the draft talk. But I want to start with some local high school basketball news. Didn't have that one on my bingo card for April 21st, but here we go. Big afternoon today at Petersburg High School. All right, so y'all know John Marshall. They're the local powerhouse team. Last year they were the number one team in America at one point, as rated by Max Preps, a number of players who go on to play at the next level. Ty White is their coach, also runs an AAU program, Team Loaded, which has, I mean, obviously all the talent in the area has flowed through there for a while now. And he's placed players at UR, at VCU, at much bigger schools, has some great kids on the roster right now. You might remember them from that time. They scored 107 points in the state title game, which is a thing they did last month in March. All right. So this afternoon at 4 o'clock, they're going to have a press conference. He's leaving John Marshall, and heading over to Petersburg High School. Now, this is not, not unexpected at face value. He is a Petersburg alum. He knows the program. Certainly, I don't have to tell you the rich basketball history down there at Petersburg. Moses Malone, Bill Lawson. There's been a ton of talent, both in the coaching ranks and in the playing ranks at Petersburg over the years. And no doubt he will continue that. But this is, as high school moves go, this is probably about as big as you can get. Certainly in basketball, this is as big as you can get. I can think of some football moves that have been comparable recently and contentious recently. L.C. Byrd had one of those a while back. These things don't always go smoothly. And so that's the wild part here, right? Now, the we're done with the facts. The facts portions are, well, the facts portion are 4 o'clock press conference in Petersburg, 5:30 they're going to have a pep rally for the city to welcome their new coach, and, you know, he'll be assumed to have immediate success there. All right, we'll finish the facts portion. Other facts portion, the Petersburg City Council met in March in what they call closed session. That's where they discuss contracts and other things they don't want to do in public. When they go in a closed session, when they come back out, they have to kind of say broadly what they talked about. So this is March 18th, a month and 3 days ago in Petersburg. City Council in Petersburg goes into closed session, comes out of closed session, and agrees to direct the city to reach an agreement with the Team Loaded Foundation. That's a 501c3 nonprofit connected with the Team Loaded AAU team, which is Ty White's AAU team, to potentially provide them with money for their services. So that's where this gets a little bit messy, right? There's lots of reasons Ty White would go to Petersburg that have nothing to do with money. And we all know high school basketball coaches do not get paid a lot. Obviously, the money's coming in on the AAU side of the house, not the high school basketball side of the house. He's got ties to Petersburg. He, of course, wants to see that program, I'm sure, elevated back to its previous heights. But anytime you have public money being spent on high school athletics or things connected to high school athletics, you're going to have questions. And so now we enter the world of speculation, right? We got to be very clear. We're delineating here. We are now leaving the world of sports and entering, or leaving the world of facts and entering the world of speculation now. You know, did he drive a bargain to come down to Petersburg? I think that's a question that will be asked. You know, he's in a position where he's a highly sought after coach. From a strictly fiscal perspective, whatever the number is, and I've heard some numbers, and they're big numbers, they've got 6 digits on them. You know, I can't confirm that, but I've heard big numbers. Whatever that big number was, you can justify that if you're Petersburg, because this is a team that's going to pack the house, it's going to make the community proud, restore what was a great program back to its previous heights. So from a fiscal perspective, if you're looking for the guy who's going to kick and yell and say, how dare you spend money, you know, on a high school basketball coach, it's not going to be me, and it's not going to be here. I think you can argue there's a fiscal return there. The whole thing's obviously kind of a little crazy because we're talking about high schoolers, not college. But this is big business. And you know, John Marshall has been routinely one of the most talked about high school basketball teams in the country. Part two of this is where it gets a little more squeamish or squishy or whatever the word is for not quite cut and dry. This isn't college. They don't have a transfer portal. This is high school. You go to the high school where you live. And so if he wants to take his team to Petersburg, now it gets a little different, right? Now you're talking about either people uprooting their families or moving to a shared spot or whatever it might be. There's also VHSL rules about recruiting players, right? And we talked about this a lot in the football season. I think everybody remembers that story with Daryl Overton, the coach. He was at Freedom High School, hired in Prince William, was hired away to Hayfield High School in Fairfax, and all of a sudden, all the players come join him there. The previous school got mad. They file with the VHSL. The VHSL clears him, then reopens the investigation right before the playoffs. They get kicked out of the playoffs. They get a court injunction to come back into the playoffs, and then they withdraw from the playoffs after some additional reporting, including by the Washington Post, about what went down there. That's the messy end of things, right? And I'm not going to say that's going to happen here because it may not. It may go smoothly. There's a Facebook group, John Marshall Athletic Alumni. They wrote a very nice thank you, coach, for your 15 years. Good luck at whatever's next post last night. And kudos to them for doing that. And maybe this whole thing goes down smoothly. I think there's also big picture questions for Jahan Marshall, right? How do you rebuild a basketball team at a tiny school when that's been a big portion of their identity for so many years? So how about that? A little high school sports to start the day. John Marshall, basketball coach. Ty White leaving John Marshall, expected to announce at 4 o'clock today that he will become the next coach at Petersburg High School. And that's as big as they get. Does this have the potential to be R. Hayfield? I think it certainly does. We'll see how it gets managed. Even if it's smooth, it's certainly seismic in and around the basketball world. So that's something we'll be keeping an eye on. We'll circle back on that in hour number two. I want to get to the NFL draft out of the gate, though. We are 4 days away. Thursday night, Commander sitting on pick 29. What will they do? We will talk about it. We're off and running on the Monday show. You're listening.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tell the fan at 105.1 FM, cruising along on the Monday program. AWOD Radio live from Capitol Ale House. Noon to 3, Grant and Danny live from outside Capital One Arena. I'll be sliding up to join them up there ahead of some Washington Capitals playoff hockey. Who's talking at 6? The aforementioned playoff hockey at 7. Capitals Canadians game 1 from Capital One Arena. Here's Deion Sanders, coach of the Colorado Buffaloes. This is Deion Sanders. When he talks to the team, they film it and they put it on the team Instagram. This is Deion Sanders last week calling out the University of Virginia. And no, I'm not making this up. Take a listen.
Colorado got off the bag. What call that? What's the school off your bag? Virginia, what the camera? Virginia, you got to stop. I let you have one. I ain't say nothing about it.
Call them out.
Come on now. Come on. We let you have one.
We're coming for you.
I ain't say nothing about it.
Hey, it's
another
brother. Virginia, I let you have one. He turns to a player. Who offered you the bag? He says, Virginia. Virginia, I'll let you have one. Come on, man. That's Deion Sanders calling out UVA for trying to poach his guys in the portal with their piles of NIL money. What a world we live in 2025, that Deion Sanders has to be afraid of the University of Virginia football team. This is insane to me. So apparently UVA took a run at several of the players. So the guy he's talking to is Carter Stoutmeyer, who says Virginia called and offered him a bag. And then the guy they actually got was their running back, who's headed to UVA now. Isaiah Augustiv is the running back from Colorado. He was on Deion's team this year and is coming to Virginia out of the transfer portal in the spring, which is the craziest time for the transfer portal, right? I get the logic which is like, oh, spring football ended. I don't mesh with the coach. I realized I'm not going to start. It throws everything into chaos, though. Coaches want legitimate spring practices to get ready for the fall. You can't have that. You see all these guys who are not doing spring games, right, and doing glorified practices and not showing much. Well, this is why, because guys leave the team after spring. You can't let them leave with the playbook. Isaiah Augustov, running back for Colorado, taking Virginia's bag. He's coming out to UVA. It's insane to me. The whole thing is absolutely insane to me that we got Deion Sanders ranting about UVA trying to steal his guys in the spring portal, and that UVA is stealing his guys in the spring portal, which is equally nuts to me. And so UVA's got themselves a running back. Deion's got himself a portal problem now, right? And it trickles down. He's going to get a running back from somewhere. That school's then going to need a running back. It's like, you know, we talked about the Nico thing in the last segment, Iamaliava. He leaves. It's a domino effect. There's a quarterback at UCLA, right? He's an App State transfer who just realized he's not going to start this year. Now he's looking for a new home. He's sliding down the line. Creates a weird domino effect. It's Deion calling out UVA. I keep coming back to that. It keeps blowing my mind. Deion Sanders is calling out UVA, which is a little bit nuts to me. Very nuts to me. It feels like maybe this is a positive sign for UVA. It feels like maybe this is a sign that they may have some talent on the team this year. If they've got Deion not scared of them, but calling them out a little bit, and you know, we heard there was a big infusion of money coming into that program. I didn't know how sustainable it was going to be, because you also heard that Ryan Odom gets a big bag of money to spend. He's been spending his money assembling a team as well. Everybody can't assemble a good team in the NIL era. There's a lot more money floating around. There's not a lot more talent floating around. The level of talent has remained relatively steady. They're not, right, like supply and demand. Like, you all of a sudden normally you have a bunch of money pumped into something, the supply will follow. And it might, but I think that the number of kids who want to play college sports is probably going to stay pretty level to what it's been. I don't think you're going to have a bunch of parents like, oh, what's that? Like, you're interested in Legos? No, you're not. You're interested in football now. Look, UVA's handing out bags. I think that football's going to be just as appealing as it always is. There's not more talent in the system, but there's more money in the system floating around. You can't all assemble great teams with your money. You're going to have teams this year that spend a lot of money to go 5-7, and the boosters are going to be a little bit salty about that. But UVA, they're building for two things. One, super easy schedule this year. We talked to David Teal about that last week. Super easy schedule this year. They don't play a ranked team this year, a team that was ranked last year. Now, things change. Teams will come in and out of those rankings, but this is the easiest schedule they're going to have. Load up on the talent, and then that game against Virginia Tech, it's very possible, if not probable, Brent Price coaching for his job in that game. And we know what's happened in recent years in that rivalry. But it certainly seems like if UVA's serious about building, you know, giving the bags, building the football team, that's the game they need to have circled as the game they've got to win. Deion Sanders, mad at UVA for throwing bags at his University of Colorado players. Thomas Jefferson, eat your heart out. This is what UVA is now. They're competitive. I don't know if they'll fix their attendance problems. Probably not this year. I think they have to win first for that to happen. But they said they were going to devote the resources to this program. And dang if they aren't completely serious that they are devoting resources to this program. And Ryan Odom's basketball team, which I think he'll have a nice team as well. It's a new era at UVA. Not content to just be competitive in Olympic sports world anymore. On a day where we're talking about high school basketball with Ty White, talking about high school basketball teams and super teams and guys moving around. It is indeed a new world. Certainly is when Deion is calling out the University of Virginia, when VCU makes some big moves in the portal, and I think is certainly assembling a team that will be an early favorite in the Atlantic 10. Capitals playoff hockey tonight. I'm looking forward to that. Capitals, Canadiens, one seed against the eight seed. What could possibly go wrong, we say, for the 30th consecutive year? It feels like it'll be fun. I love playoff hockey. Best time of year. Grant and Danny be live from outside Capital One Arena. Later tonight, AWOD's live from Capital Ale House on Mondays. Always a treat to listen to his radio program from out there, Who's Talking, and then we'll come back. Drop the puck. John Walton has the call live. We'll be back with you tomorrow, of course, with the full recap of that from inside the arena. I want to get back to the draft, talk a little more high school hoops. That's the plan. We got a half hour to do it. Let's make the most of it. You're listening to the Monday program. This is MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app, catching you up on the weekend in sports, getting you ready for the NFL draft, which is coming before you know it, coming at you on Thursday. Lots of other stuff going on in the world of sports, though. In about 15 minutes, we're going to talk about Deion Sanders. No, we're not going to talk about Shadur. We're not going to talk about Travis Hunter, even. We are going to talk about UVA poaching Deion's guys. Hang on for that. Lots of other updates, though, from the world of sports. First, before we get to that, starting with today's big news, high school basketball news. Yeah, it takes a lot for high school basketball to lead this radio program. I think we've got it today, though. Ty White, the coach over at John Marshall, which is not just a local powerhouse or a state powerhouse. That is a full-on national powerhouse program over there. They're the number one team in the country, according to Max Preps, last year, 2023. He's going to leave to go back to his alma mater, Petersburg High School, triumphant homecoming for him. Of course, the great Lawson family, Bill Lawson, handing that on down. Lawson Jr. and Lawson the Third as well, coaches there. He'll attempt to rebuild Petersburg basketball a little bit. They've always been good, but they used to be dominant. And the way he has the ties and the connections, you certainly would think he's going to do that. Does it get messy? I think that's what everybody's waiting to find out. Does it get messy if he tries to bring his John Marshall team with him? Is already kind of messy, the John Marshall team, period. And you know they've attracted a lot of interest and a lot of other things along the way as well. A lot of controversy. Now, one of the controversies, right, is because, oh, they recruit players. VHSL allows you to recruit out-of-state players. It's just in-state players. And a lot of John Marshall's stars have come from out of state. And then, of course, inside Richmond, it's open enrollment, city of Richmond. So you can live anywhere in the city and go to any high school, which players took advantage of playing for John Marshall. So there was always, right, there's always that like, this is too good to be true versus like, well, this is what the rules allow. And of course, John Marshall using that to the best of its abilities. Dominant performances, 107 points in the state title game this year, new VHSL record. As he heads off to Petersburg, that's the big news today in the local sports world. I know we got a lot of other stuff cooking, a lot of other updates to get to. Certainly VCU, we'll do a VCU basketball update, but I'm not losing sight of John Marshall basketball. We'll circle back on that. We'll talk more about that in the days to come, after he gets introduced tonight. It's gonna be wild to see him take that team, figure out how he takes that team down to Petersburg. And I don't think he needs to recruit. I think those guys want to go play for him and play with him. And for Petersburg, they got the casino approved recently. They got a little cash burning a hole in their pocket down there. About to have a very nice basketball team. So a lot going on down in Petersburg right now as well. So welcome to our listeners from Petersburg. So we had a VCU basketball update. VCU tearing it up on the portal. Nick Lewis, top 50 high school prospect, commits. They're nearing the point where they may full-on have 15 guys on this roster this year, which is kind of crazy. We haven't seen that in a while. Still waiting on official word on Christian Furman and Zeb Jackson. I think we're all assuming that Furm comes back at this point. Zeb Jackson's an interesting one. They are appealing for an extra year of eligibility for Zeb because he was injured one of his seasons at Michigan. We'll see if that comes through. If so, he's got another year, a sixth year, to work with as well. And then Luke Bamboye is the other one we're waiting on. Bamboye reportedly visited Grand Canyon University, Liberty of the West. They've got a ton of money. They've built themselves a very nice basketball team. We'll see if he goes there or if he stays at VCU. So we'll await word on that. As VCU builds its roster, I think this is going to be a roster built to contend in the A-10 this year, right out of the gate. Give it to everybody. Ed McLaughlin over there, give it to him for an inspired hire. Phil Martelli Jr. certainly seems to be hitting the ground running. He brought two Bryant guys. I think that's the right number. These aren't Bryant caliber guys. These Bryant aren't guys he was scouting at all at Bryant. These are legit. You know, we got some power four guys coming in next year. I think if you're a casual fan, if you're waiting to drop in November, see who's on the team, come to the Black and Gold game, I think you're going to be impressed at the level of athleticism on this year's VCU team. I really do. I think they've done it. Yep. You can like the portal or dislike the portal. Everybody hates the portal. I hate the portal. You can hate it, but that's the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game. But the player's pretty good at playing the game. Right now, I think this would be VCU's best portal class, and incredibly impressive given that Martelli just dropped in a little while ago. And credit to the whole Martelli fam, right? He's got his brother there with him on the bench, and Phil Martelli Sr., of course, taking a role as well. So far, an uncredited role on the staff, but with his connections, you got to think he's a part of this as well. So lots of good things cooking over at VCU basketball. Nico Yamaliava signing with UCLA, reported $1.5 million in NIL money. We'll see if this cools the market a bit, is something I'm wondering about with this deal, right? Because he was reportedly asking for four, ends up selling for 1.5 out of the spring portal. Will that cool the NIL market? I don't know. Will anything cool the NIL market ever again? I don't know. But that's potentially a bargain for UCLA, Big Ten team that certainly hasn't moved the needle since joining the Big Ten. It'll give them a little splash. I think that it won't impact Nico's draft stock. That's one of the things you keep right, like, oh, pro teams aren't going to love this moving around. I don't think that's how it works at all anymore. I really don't. I think if he balls out this year, his draft stock will be just fine. He'll be number one overall. Potentially, if he plays like he's capable of, I guess Arch Manning can bounce after this year, too. If Arch Manning bounces after this year, we know who's going 1-1. If he stays for another year, it'd be Nico. Arch is going to be a starter at Texas all year. That's the best college football game we've had in a while on opening weekend, man. Texas at Ohio State to open the season. Are you kidding me? Defending national champs, Ohio State, who still want to fire their coach. You've got Texas, who's on the rise, Arch Manning's debut as the full go starter against the national champs as they raise the banner in Columbus on opening weekend. I am preemptively excited for that football game. That is going to be a fantastic night of football out there at the Shoe. Baseball. Want to get a little baseball update. Flying Squirrels dropped their game on Sunday, so Squirrels are 4-11 right now as they hit the road for a little while. Across the league, the White Sox beat the Red Sox. White Sox are 5-16 this season. That's expected. They're not very good at what they do, which is playing baseball. 5-16, three wins against the Red Sox this year. Reds beat the O's 24-2. That is not a typo. Do not adjust your television set. The Baltimore Orioles lose by 22 yesterday. Lick their wounds, come back with a chance to play the Washington Nationals in the traditional Battle of the Beltways rivalry. That will start tomorrow night, 6:45. O's and the Nats in D.C. In a series that will almost certainly be overshadowed by everything else happening locally in the world of sports. Three games set. One of the games played during playoff hockey in D.C. One of the games played during the NFL draft. Yeah, that will take a little bit of the energy out of the room there. We'll stick with college football. Oh, one more baseball score. Virginia Tech. Congrats to Virginia Tech. 10-6 win over number 12 North Carolina, the Fightin' Bill Belichick's. 10-6 win. 3 home runs in the first inning for Virginia Tech, including a bat flip celebration in the home run. Tech got another home run later in the game, another bat flip. The guy got ejected, and then UNC throws at the Tech kid. We had a fight. We had ejections all over the place. That's Tech baseball right there. All right. 10-6 win, ejections, homers, and bat flips. Can't ask for much more than that. We'll check in with UVA. Not like the Who's Talking guys do. They'll do that at 6 o'clock tonight. AWOD Radio, of course. Live and local, starting noon to 3. Grant and Danny live from outside Capital One Arena. Ahead of playoff hockey, you are locked and loaded on Richmond's best place to talk sports. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1.
Yeah, 910 The Fan, 105.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
5-1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app getting you ready for the NFL draft. Football didn't take over enough of our lives, so we've devoted this beautiful week in April to also thinking about football. Aaron Rodgers says, me too, please. I said on the Pat McAfee show the other day that he's got some personal things going on, and football's not the most important thing in his life right now, but he might play football, but he might not play football. He'll get back to us here in a little while, which if you're a Steelers fan, is exactly what you want to hear. That's the right headspace there. Also said if he plays, he will play for $10 million a year. Made it sound like he really wanted the Vikings to sign him. And they ultimately chose not to. I have no clue why they would possibly make a decision like that. But yeah, that was crazy to me that he was sharing at this stage of the process. Because I do think it's just a wait-and-see game now, especially with Pittsburgh, where, you know, if they don't draft a quarterback, if Shadur doesn't slide to them, he's their best option. And by the way, he wasn't impressive in that interview. And he's their best option. So tons of dominoes still to fall between now and when we get to mini camps, when we get to OTAs, when we get to training camp. Biggest one is who's going to be Pittsburgh's quarterback this year? Because you've got, you know, that's a tough division every year. Baltimore's not going anywhere. Promise you that. And then you add in, you know, Cincy. They had a weird year last year. But they showed a lot of fight at the end, and they still have Joe Burrow, and I still think Joe Burrow's probably one of the three best quarterbacks in football. Don't sleep on Joe Burrow. I think he could have them right back if that defense does anything, but then you've also got defensive stars asking to be traded in Cincinnati, which is a little bit wild. There you go. You know, you go out east, you got, you know, quarterbacks, or you go west, quarterbacks have shuffled as well. The continuities with the Rams. I like the Rams a lot this year. I just think the Cardinals are going to be treading water for a while. And, you know, there's some revisionist history here where Kyler Murray may have helped sink Cliff Kingsbury. I don't think that's fully true, though. I think back to what Cliff Kingsbury said last year. He was such a young hotshot, rose through the ranks so quickly that he didn't really learn how to be a program administrator head coach. And then you go to a place like Arizona where the dysfunction is very well documented. And you go into a situation where it's hard to be the head coach because you've got so many other things going on in the building and all the crazy stuff that happened there. And they had that Mexico trip and the dude got picked up and it might've been the wrong guy, but it might've been the right guy. There's a lot going on with that franchise. And he just couldn't instill the culture. And he talked about how, right, because he was going to go to the Raiders. He was going to Vegas. He wouldn't have learned any of that there. He doesn't need to rehab his image as a guy who can call plays. There was certainly the Cliff, that was real, and he needed to work through that, but you could do that anywhere. But he was kind of honest in the place. He said, what I needed was to watch Dan Quinn install a culture with a football team. And he did. He got a front row seat to that. It was awesome to see. We all loved watching it for sure. And you know that he had the notebook out and he was taking notes. So Dan Quinn showed him how to install a culture with a football team. And when he becomes a head coach, and I say when, not if, he's going to bounce at some point. Those are the lessons he'll need. And certainly, right, with a player like Kyler Murray, the video game rumors and is in contract, you know, you couldn't be playing video games and things like that. There's that pressure there. All right, how do you manage that? And what he said was, if you haven't set the culture out of the gate, you can't add it back in later. And I think that's just really, really true. I think that if you talk about, you know, guys who are successful coaches, they come in, establish it from day one. It's tough to roll it back. If you give Indianapolis, you give guys the leeway to be late to meetings, they're going to keep being late to meetings. And you try to reinstill that, you don't have the respect at that point. Guys don't do that. That's the lesson Cliff Kingsbury got. And that's what's so important to him and is going to serve him really well in the future. Doesn't mean he'll be able to do it. He's got to figure out how to do it, right? You would think Ben Johnson has that. He's going to need that in Chicago. Learn that from Dan Campbell, who's certainly one of the best in the NFL at it. And I'm intrigued by Detroit this year, for sure, because in Detroit this year, you're losing both coordinators. I'm still not sold Jared Goff is the guy to take you where you want to go. But with Dan Campbell, with that defense, they're going to be competitive week in and week out. And Chicago has huge expectations under Ben Johnson. They had huge expectations last year and didn't reach them. It's a fascinating debate in Green Bay, trying to get over that hump post-Rodgers, get Love to where he can carry the team. A nice playoff win against Dallas a couple years ago. And then, you know, it's competitive week in, week out in that division. They're chasing the Lions as everybody else is. I started out West because I love the Rams. McVay's a culture setter guy. And then you go up to Seattle. McDonald has seen Harbaugh run an established culture. He didn't see him install the culture, though. And now you've got, apparently, this is the headline the other day. This is the Adam Schefter headline the other day. The Seattle Seahawks are entertaining trade offers and have received inquiries for quarterback Sam Howell. Inquiries presumably like, do you think we'll give you things for Sam Howell? And are you crazy? But that's where we're at in the NFL right now. We lived in that space forever. There is a non-zero chance that an NFL team trades for Sam Howell. That's where we're at. Teams are desperate. There's 32 teams that need a star quarterback. There aren't 32 star quarterbacks. And Sam Howell is not a star quarterback either. But if you know you don't have one, you got to do anything. You're desperate. We're desperate. We'll do anything. We'll trade for Sam Howell. Sure. We'll sign Aaron Rodgers. What did he say on the McAfee show? But you have to. You have to. You cannot win without one in the modern NFL. Steelers prove that year in and year out. If you don't have a star quarterback, you're not going to be a winner in the modern NFL. There's there's a lot to unpack in that. You know, you can win, you can have a successful team, but also like who is and who isn't. I think about Bryce Young in Carolina. He was showing glimpses down the stretch last year under Dave Canales. I think about Sam Darnold, who wasn't that guy until he was that guy. They may have the ultimate cheat code in Minnesota, a coach who can produce impact quarterbacks, Kevin O'Connell. You know, that's Andy Reid doesn't have that. Andy Reid found one in Patrick Mahomes and nurtured him and gave him a great environment. Washington found one in Jaden Daniels, nurtured him, continues to nurture him, give him a great environment where he can thrive. Just because you find one doesn't mean he's going to succeed. You know, but you got to find one in most places. Sean McVay, I think, can create them to an extent, as he did with Jared Goff, as he did with Matt Stafford, lifting his game to the next level, as he did with Kirk Cousins, right? Kyle Shanahan also has that. He worked with Kirk Cousins, turning Brock Purdy into that, and now paying the price for turning Brock Purdy into that. But if you don't have one, you're not going to bet. Doesn't mean it, right? Cincinnati, dysfunctional organization. So they have a guy. Joe Burrow is that guy. It's not going to matter. Very few places have the guy and have the environment. And there's very few other paths to victory beside that. I think the Lions, kind of as close as we've come recently, great defense, mediocre quarterback play, still getting the job done. You think about those great Ravens teams with Ray Lewis and with those fearsome defenses that won Trent Dilfer a Super Bowl. Is there going to be a Trent Dilfer-style quarterback winning a Super Bowl in the next 10 years? It sure doesn't look like it. Not in this league right now. You think about it, Washington last year was in a lot of ways the opposite of that. Great quarterback. Didn't have anything on the back end on the defense to sustain it and keep it going. And yet, still finds themselves in the NFC title game. Eagles are balanced. The Eagles are a chaotically dysfunctional family, but I think they've given Jalen Hurts the roster he needs to be competitive to win. I think Miami is funny because I do like Mike McDaniel as a coach. I think the GM there is terrible. I don't think they have a good enough roster to win. As you look around the league, as you think about making predictions for this year, I just don't think they're good enough. And they're in a division with Buffalo. And I think as much as we dog on Buffalo and the losing streaks and all that, I think Buffalo's really close to breaking through. I wouldn't change anything if I were them. I'd reload with that group as long as you can. This isn't the clinging to something thing. We're like, we're going to keep running it back. This isn't Trevor Lawrence. This isn't Jacksonville trying to convince themselves this is the year for Trevor Lawrence. This is different. This is a legitimate bona fide team that can win the Super Bowl and has had some bad breaks along the way, which you have to have some good breaks along the way to win Super Bowls. No doubt about that. And I think the Chiefs will be less of a threat this year. I really do. That the roster construction has caught up with them. The rest of the division is catching up with them. If you gave me the field today to win the AFC West, I think I would take it. I have a longstanding policy. We don't bet against Patrick Mahomes around here because he's Patrick Mahomes. It feels like that roster construction is catching up to them. I can't tell you which team, but if you gave me the field, I think I would take it right now. It's the best league in the world. It's with respect to whatever Champions League soccer AWOD's watching. It's the most entertaining league in the world. It never fails to deliver. We love chatting about it, love chatting with you. Our show rolls on right after this as we continue the build-up to the NFL draft, which you'll hear right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.